I'm going to ask Jan to come on and minister. After she preaches and ministers a little bit, I'm going to take an offering for her before you minister again. So,
for I'm showing you my ways, says the Lord. I'm teaching you. I'm leaning in on you. And you're letting me be. For I've called you to let me be. I've called you to let me be everything and anything that needs to be. For I'm leaning on you now, says the Lord. And you're going to walk and live in this atmosphere. You're going to show them how to live and walk in this atmosphere. You're going to bring them into a place where the freedom and the liberty of the Spirit can rule and reign. For I'm saying unto you tonight, I have a word for you. I have a word for this house. And the word for this house and the word for you is, let me be. Let there be. Let it be. That's all I've called you to be. I will do the rest, says the Lord. I was sitting there. Whew. And I had a couple of things in my spirit. Thank you for having me back. You all are just awesome. You're great. You, to God be the glory. Amen. God is so good to us. Whew. Hallelujah. You got to have my friend Tracy. Amen. And if she comes, I'm going to be right behind her. She's not going to come in here without me. I'm coming in here with her. I'm not kidding you. The Spirit of the Lord began to speak just a few moments ago in a moment where it seemed like the heavens just opened up. And he began to show me what he wants done in this house and why he's called this house. He said, I called it from the beginning. Yeah. I called it from the beginning. It wasn't just your thought. It wasn't just an unction or just a time or just a place that needed. It was from the beginning, it was me. So he says, everything I do, everything I'm going to do has already been done. So live it and walk it and enjoy it. Yeah. Yeah. He said, what's been done is in heaven and heaven's invading earth. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven already. So it's a done deal. Just walk it. Just walk it. In the beginning, this was. And this always has been and will be. Because God created it. In the Genesis 1 is in this house. Genesis 1 has been called to this house. In the beginning, God created it. God saw it before you even knew it, or there was even a you. God said, I have created it. I created the heavens, and I created the earth. This. Now the earth was formless, empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. In other words, there was chaos. It was there because Satan had fallen, the dinosaurs, the whole thing, the blackness, and God goes, in the beginning, God. Yeah. So he loosed it and released it all. There is no more. And then he said this, I will create, and I will bring forth the heavens. And he said, and as it was formless and empty and dark, and the surface of it was deep. But the Spirit of the living God hovered. I'm going to give you the word for the future. Hovered. The move of God is going to hover and continue to hover in this house. It will lay. At times you will see it lying on top of the people like a mist. Other times you will just be so engulfed in it that there's no words to be said, just silence. But God said, I'm telling you, I have a word for you. He said he hovered over the waters. In other words, he brooded like a hen, like an eagle. He brooded over. You see, he's about to brood and hover over communities. Whole communities. Come on. George Otis, his father, did great miracles, and the son is doing it now. And he was just with Tracy, and we were discussing this. And he said, let me tell you, I am seeing whole communities change. Listen to me. Yesterday's over. Smith Wigglesworth would go into a town, and he would take the whole town. I tell you, the hospitals were closed. The business would close. The trains would stop. Why? Because the hovering. The hovering of the living God. You see, we've got to look beyond where we are. We've got to look beyond what we have. We've got to look beyond where we've been. God is about to do a new thing. Old things are passed away. Great men of God, great women of God, it's gone. But you're here. You're it. And God said, in the beginning, this house was. In the beginning, you were in him. And God brought it together. And now he has a place to hover, where he can hover and go beyond this place and hover over this community. Business close. Come on. People coming out of churches running together in unity with the hovering of the living God on them. Hover in your house. Where anybody gets near your home or in your home, the hovering of the Holy Spirit, the hovering of the living God. That's what you're starting in here. That's what you're feeling. That's why he said, God said to him, just let me be. In the beginning, let God be. In the beginning. And God said, let there be. What he wants here is to be. He just wants to be. Let me be whatever you need. Let me be your healer. Let me be your financer. Come on. Let me be your lover of your life. Let me make a way where there seems to be no way. Let me open a door that no man can open. Let me close the doors. God said, this house is let me be. It's written all over it. It's not a large message. It is the beginning. And it still is. So no matter how long you're going to be in this building, I'm telling you something. Let me be. And let me be in you who I've created you to be. Let me be your voice. Let me be your song. Let me be your sight. Let me be your ears. Let me be, he's saying. Because I'm still the God who created it in Genesis 1. And I'm still the God today. And I will still be the God. Come on. Author, finisher, beginning, end. God said, this house is called, let me be. Don't let me be like another church. Don't let me be like another this and another that. The idea is a man. Just let God be. And I will do things in this house, and I will do things in your life, and I will do things in this community that your eyes haven't seen, your ears haven't heard, or even entered to the heart of man what God has already. The things he has all ready for you. He said to tell this house, let me be. You're not going to bring anybody in here that will not let God be. Because you're going to know the difference. You're not even going to get an opportunity to get to the altar. Because you walk in, it's let me be. Boom, you're healed. Let me be. I've been trying to sell this property forever. And all of a sudden, property sold. The suddenlies, the happenings, the goings-ons of God. He said to him, your pastor, your apostle, your leader that God has chosen with great people to support what God is doing. Do you know that means that the hand of God is upon you? The hand of God? He said he hovered over the waters. When I saw this, he said, hey, Jan, aren't you more water than body? Yeah. Yeah. Hey, ask any doctor, any scientist, did he make you more water than land? Flesh? So he said he hovered over the waters. Isn't that so simple? I went, I didn't see that before. You see, when he says that, it takes all doubt, all fear, all your questions, anything that you've got in there that you're trying to see or make happen has already happened. All you got to do is let him. And you know, we've got some real smart people here. We've got some great looking people. We've got people here that literally God is going to use in ways you haven't even dreamed about, because sometimes your head, that between your ears, gets in the way. And God says, if you'll just talk to me from here and let me be, I'll put you exactly where it's at. I'll put you what belongs to you. I'll give back to you. Come on. Your footsteps are ordered of the living God. Let me be. That's his house. That's the moment. That's the timing of God. The timing of God. We see these young children and all this. We're going, just let God be, son. Man, has he got to walk for you. That you see these young teenagers, you see these young men. I'm telling you, it's like, oh, Jesus. All you want to do is go, oh, Jesus. What are you going to do with this one? Son, let me be. Just let me be God. Let me be who I am. The awesomeness of that. He said, and let there be light, and there still is light. Hello. He's still God. And they saw it. And he made the light and the darkness. And he called it light and dark. Light, dark, light, evening, morning. And then he said, first day. I'm going, he did that so easy. He's so God. Isn't he so God? And he just began to separate the water. He began to make things. Things began, and so God made, and God did, and the water separated, and the water, and God did, and God did. And God said, let there be a sky, let there be a dry, let there be a gathering, let there be, and I'm going, and let their land produce, and I'm going. Oh. So all they did was let you be God. Wow. God said, the house is called Let There Be. Get ready. You let God be, he'll be God. He'll be God. That's why he said, I want you to get used to this. I want this to be a normal occurrence. I want you to know exactly what I'm doing, exactly how I'm going to do it, when, where, whatever. Supermarket, in the church, come on, anywhere you are, let me be God. And I'll give you more opportunities than you can handle. How simple. It started out this way. How did we get so far from it? because we got smart. The Holy Spirit is the power of heaven. The Holy Spirit. People are saying the Holy Spirit like, oh, Holy Spirit. Oh, I pray in tongues. Oh, Holy Spirit. I told our church, I said, let me tell you, when you say Holy Spirit, you're talking about the breath of God.
Yes.
You're talking about the breath of God breathing on our life, breathing up out of us. The awesomeness of this house, the awesomeness of your lives. You're not late. I tried to tell God, boy, years ago I jumped the pews, ran, fall, growled, put me in a wheelbar. It didn't make any difference. But the thing is, Lord, today I want you more than I want anything else. You'll take care of everything else. He said he wants to let me be your dreams. Let me give you dreams and let me be. Let me be your desires. Let your desire and mine be the same. Let me be. You see, he is about to show the world who you belong to. He's about to show your neighbor who you are. He's about to show that the opening up of doors are going to be overwhelming. He's so God. He's just so God. So let me be. He said, let me be a spirit-filled, spirit-led church. Let me be the breath that you breathe. Let me be the workings of the ways and the happenings that you desire. Let the breath of God and the power of heaven, just let me hover. Let me hover with you over in your car, in your pickups, and your, let me hover. Because as I'm hovering, they're going to come and want to get under. They're going to want to get what you have. You don't have to even open your mouth. I will just bring them to you. You see, we're going beyond revival. We're going to a place that has been made for the kingdom for such a time as this. And you're not late. Wow. You're not late. All you can do is let God enlarge you. The worst thing can be is let God enlarge you. Enlarge your capacity to understand and to know what he's doing. Let him enlarge your capacity. Isn't that that's the worst thing can happen. Wow. God is so good. Do you know what? He said, now the earth, when it was forming empty, he said he had to literally move and just hover and make everything be. Boy, I would love to see that. I can't even imagine it, but it's just kind of like looking at the ocean and looking at the mist off of it. Or how about your land early in the mornings when you look out your window and there's just a mist up over your land like it's hovering over it and it's protecting it and it's giving it what it needs. Awesome. Oh. The awesomeness of God. I'm all excited about you. So what is God wanting in your life to be? You better start thinking about it. Because he's already hovering. And he never takes no for an answer. And he can outwait you. He can outwait you. No matter what's going on. He said, I'm going to hover over any darkness that's been coming against you and let there be light. I'm going to destroy that darkness. I'm going to pierce the darkness. I'm going to remove the darkness. That's what's happening when your thoughts go the wrong way. That's what happens when you get in that doubt and that fear, that unbelief, that torment, that soulish area. And then God begins to hover. You see, the greater one is in us. And it begins to rise up. And then all of a sudden, the hovering And can you imagine the whoa and the wow? And people get drunk. Some of them just wibble wobble, but they get there. He says, I make you the perfect environment for me. When he brings you in, you may have 15, 20 things, may be mad at your husband or could kill your kids. I don't know until God they died. You know, that type of thing. But the thing is that when he hovers and he comes into that place, he makes you the perfect environment for change.
Yeah.
So when they come around you, they got to change. So when they come around you, they can't speak the same. When they come around you, they can't do this. Because God has hovered and he has begun to connect himself in such a way that they cannot do anything but shut their mouth and listen. You know, it's let there be is this house. I saw him, let him be. I saw him, let him be. What if your whole service is worship? You'll all get healed. What are you going to do when they take the finances and they bless it? And he hovers over it. Let it multiply. Let it be. Let it multiply. Let it go beyond. You see, this hovering is going to take us beyond where we've been, beyond what we've seen, beyond what we've had, beyond what we do. Come on, he's going to change our expectations.
Yes.
And all we're walking in is let me be. I'm telling you, he is moving. And one thing happens. Oh, it's heavy up here, isn't it? It'll make you lose 50 years and become 25 again. Hallelujah. Hey, the Redeemer can redeem. Come on, don't get old on him. Come on. I refuse to get old on him. Come on. My Redeemer lives. I love us. Now I don't know where I was. Hallelujah. Yeah, I do. When the hovering, and he's going to give you the city. He's going to move on the community. He's going to move on the land. And there's a lot of land around here. He's going to move on it. But he says, when I hover, guess what else I do? No restrictions. You can be as dangerous as you want. When he moves you, listen to me. When the hovering's moving, do you know what else he does? Let me tell you what the church needs. And when you start moving in it, you're going to go, woo, that's something else. Oh, no, God, I won't take the glory. Hallelujah. He is going to release an authority that has not been released. We're about to walk in an authority that he said that came from his Father, that came to the disciples, that he said, now you have what I have. And the church has not walked in it. But I'm telling you, we're going right straight for it. He's leading us by the hovering. He's moving. He's hovering. He's leading. He's guiding. Because I'm going to tell you, we have authority and dominion. Power, authority, and dominion. Wait till your neighbors, wait till your friends, wait till your enemies see you walk in authority of the name of Jesus. Oh my God. Death can't be around you. Life has to come forth. I don't care what disease they're under. I don't care what name that it's trying to exalt itself over God. It has to bow in the authority and dominion. Oh, Jesus. Shh. Oh, you don't know where you're going. I do. Hallelujah. He told me just recently when I got in, I walked in here and I went, ooh, there's a hover spirit over here. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. He began to talk to me. He said, I'm going to tell you, you're not doing something. You're giving away too much. And I said, what am I giving away? He says, your authority. Amen. He says, you're backing up.
Come on.
I said, what? He said, take back your authority. And I said, where? And he said, in the church. I said, what? I've been a pastor again for 11 months now. And the first thing he said, with the house all empty, he said, I'm going to tell you, it's not going to be the same house it was years ago, not even a few months ago. This is my house. And he said, if it's my house, then you walk around. And whatever's in here, if there is anything, you take your authority back and tell him, get out. So some of you need to go home and walk through your houses and tell the enemy, I take the authority in this house. I take it over this business. I take it over that. I take the authority that has been given to me through the blood of Jesus Christ and of his name. I take it back. Come on, the hovering isn't just for us to go through the tulips. I'm telling you, we're going to be the church. I'm going to look like him, talk like him. Come on. And I'm going to smell like sheep. I'm going to smell like the biggest sheep in the bunch. I'm going to be the smelliest. You know why? Because he's my shepherd. And he takes care of his sheep. Telling you, we're getting ready to be what we've thought all along that we were, but now we're going to be it. Hallelujah. He said, take it back and take it over. The enemy came to kill, steal, and destroy. He came that we may have life. And you got the word. You know it. Let there be. This house. You need a miracle? Go over there. Let there be a miracle. Let there be God. Let there be authority. You know, in Proverbs 29:2, it says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bears rule, the people mourn. I've heard too much mourning. In our nation, into nations. In the Message, it says it like this: when good people run things, everyone is glad. But when the ruler is bad, everyone groans. You know what he said in Matthew? He said in Matthew 7:29, for he taught them as one having authority. Ooh, can you imagine what's coming with this hovering? The hovering's him. It's him. And can you imagine the greater one inside of us? And this getting ready. Oh, they're not going to, some aren't going to like you at all. They're not going to like you. But those who have needs and wants and desires, they're going to find you. They're going to find you. Because they're going to say there's something about them. There's something going on. You know, we talked for years, get in the river. Come on, I've jumped and danced in the river. I've done backstrokes. I have done a little bit of everything. I have laughed. I have rolled. Oh, Heavenly Father. But I'm going to tell you something. Every time he took you through one thing, he took you closer to what he is. And he takes you closer to where he is and what he's doing and how he's doing it. That's why God said to him, I'm going to show you my way. I'm going to show you how I'm doing. I'm going to show you where and how I'm doing this. And all you got to do is just let me be. Has anybody in here ever tried to help God? And had to tell him where and how and what to do. And and just, oh God, just get them. I mean, we wanted to send the bears after them. Come on. Come on. I've had four kids. I've sent bears and tigers and oh my, you know. But the one thing that's going to get him, it's going to get him, is what you got in here. It's going to draw them in from everywhere. It's going to draw all sides, shapes, blue hair, green hair, yellow hair, this and that and others and whatever, attitudes, opinions. Oh, Jesus. But the hovering will make it one. Husbands and wives falling in love again. Kids being good kids. Hallelujah. No, I didn't put that right. Called kids. Yeah. Called by God. Bowing to Jesus. It's in the house. He said in Luke 19:1, he called the 12 disciples and gave them power and authority over all the devils and to cure the disease. And then he sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and heal the sick. Hover on me. Move on me. Move through me. You know, there were days, and I can't wait for this because it's going to be bigger. We used to stand in one place years ago, and there'd be like a circle of God's presence. That's what we thought it was. We thought we were standing in a circle when we didn't know he was just hovering. And people would walk up, and they couldn't even get close to us. They'd fall down, be healed. And we go, oh, come on, somebody else, get in the circle. When God says, I'm not doing the circle. I'm taking the whole thing.
Amen.
I'm taking communities. I'm taking families. I'm taking business. I'm taking your life back. I'm taking my church back. Isn't the simplest message? It's just like, whoa, what are you going to do? Let me tell you, I'll give you another thing he's going to do, and that God began to talk to me about just recently. He says, in Ezekiel, let me read a scripture. Oh, I love it. I just love it now. You just feel so much better afterwards. In 2 Kings 2:1, he said, when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind, and Elijah were on their way from Gilgal. 2 Kings 2:11 said, and they were walking along talking together. I can't imagine that. We do that all the time. We just talk and walk and this and that and the other. One day after another, one week, one month, one year. And they were just together a lot. And then this one moment, God decided to be God. And his plan was about to be executed. Let there be. I want to take you beyond this church, beyond this moment. I want to enlarge you exactly what you haven't seen or heard, what you haven't expected or even asked for, or haven't even thought about, because the church is about to change. Guess who the church is? Us.
Amen.
And so God of the yesterday is still the God of today and tomorrow. So, surprise, you're about to have some enriched experience. Isn't that a nice way to say it? He is about to blow your mind. He is about to blow you apart. He is about to take you and change you and enlarge you from the inside out. And so he said, I got something going on here. I'm going to include the next generation.
Yeah.
Come on, this generation.
Come on.
We got to get on the ball with let there be, so there will be, let them be. Come on. Come on. He's about to loosen the next generation with a sign and a wonder. How do you think we're all going to get released? Not the same way we came in. I'm not going out the same, and neither did Egypt.
Come on.
Come on. We're going in glory. We are going in a way that, I don't know. I haven't been practicing rapture. I think it's going to be even far greater than our minds can comprehend. You see, he said, and they were walking along. We were just doing a meeting. We don't do meetings anymore. We just do God. We do church. No, we don't do church. No. God's better than church people. That's Tracy saying. He said, and as they were walking along and talking together, suddenly a happening happened. A chariots of fire and horses of fire appeared. I wonder if he would pick up there or pick down here. Maybe he'd do it in the middle of the aisle. Isn't it going to be interesting when we get on fire? People are going to come to watch us burn. He baptized us in the Holy Ghost and are we on fire like that yet? Get ready. We going to burn, baby, burn. Hallelujah. God is so good and they can't put us out. Come on. And he said, as they were walking, all of a sudden, I can't imagine this. I try to imagine this. Chariot of fire. Whew, what a vision. Horses of fire. But when they appeared, God moved again. He said, there's this group and there's this group. And I'm in this group now, but I'm not going to turn loose of that group because I refuse. Because when the group before me is already Branham, A.E. Allen, mm-hmm. Catherine Kuhlman, yeah. Come on, Smith Wigglesworth, come on. What a move. These are the days of Elijah. But then, this is what's getting ready to happen. Let there be. I'm just about being up here, okay? And he said he separated them. And Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. A whirlwind. And then all of a sudden, Elijah tore off yesterday, grabbed the cloak, smote the waters, and swam. The move of God was double than what it was before. We're in a place where God said, you think that's something? You think that was something? Better is the end of a thing. Yeah. That was in the beginning. This happened in the beginnings. I'm reading about that happened before Jesus. Come on. This is already in the making up here. He doesn't have to make the horses in fire and chariots of fire again. They're already still horses and chariots of fire. Come on. Those things that have been are still being. Except it's getting hovering. It's getting closer. It's moving toward us, in us. It's activating us. It's equipping. It's moving. I promise you, you haven't seen what's going to happen in this place until you get a bigger one, because it's going to start here to make a bigger one. Y'all hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, they don't talk about, let me tell you where he's really moving. Pastor and I had the complete agreement. He's not in the Colosseums. He's getting them saved. And there's few getting healed. He's in the still, small voice of God in a place where they'll listen.
Yes.
Where it can be quiet. Where it can draw.
Yeah.
Where it can pull. Let me tell you something. It's going to happen in the smaller places to ignite the bigger places. Don't you start a small fire before you have a... Come on. And it hovers and wind blows, the breath of God. You get all on fire here, and then all of a sudden you cannot hold who's coming. Because in his presence, there's healing. There's deliverance. And let me tell you something. Wait till they see eyeballs, arms extended, legs growing out. Hey, come on. If you don't think the Creator is still able to create, we're wrong. The Creator is still creating today. Man, it's like, I raised on a horse farm, and all I could hear was the horses in their stable going, open the gate. Open the gate. Open the windows. Open heaven. If you have a, right now, say you've got a small opening in eternity right now, and you're just about going, woohoo, I'm getting drunk, woo, I'm getting healed. What is it going to happen when that goes, whack? And it comes. The hovering is a word that God is now releasing on our expectations. Amen. You will expect it because he's released it into the atmosphere here. And let him be, let me be, is in your atmosphere now. You can't get rid of it. You can't sweep it out. You can't blow it out. You can't pray it out. It's in the house. It's in the house. It says in Psalm 77:18, your thunder was heard. That's a voice of God. Your thunder was heard in the whirlwind. Your lightning lit up the world, and the earth trembled and quaked. Whoa. You know, some of you have been in a whirlwind pace for quite a while, but it hasn't been the one that you've been looking for. It's been the one that's been dealing on the inside and around us, getting rid of junk and stuff. Wait till the one of him begins to move. Caught up in God. Caught up in God. You know, he talks about it again in Isaiah 66:15. He says, see, open your eyes, the Lord is coming with fire and his chariots. He's coming. Fire. Chariots. We just talked about it. Say, oh, I'll never see a chariot. Excuse me? Did you see that one just go by? And his chariots are like whirlwinds, and he'll bring down his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. Let God be God. Let him take care of his business, and you take care of yours. Come on. We've been trying to take care of his business. He said in Hosea 4:19, he said, a whirlwind will sweep them away and their sacrifices will bring them to shame. You let God deal with sin. You let God deal with false religious and cults. Come on. He's going to, And they make us think that we got to, tremble at it. No. Jesus. Wow. He said he'll even send a whirlwind that'll swirl over the heads of the wicked. Oh, I'm going to get you. Can't you hear God say, I'm going to get you. You can't outrun me. I'm going to get you. You see, God is getting ready to get rid of the whirlwind pace, the things of yesterday. And he's about to bring his presence in. Excuse me. Let me tell you what's getting ready. I got one more word for here, and then I want to minister. I tell you what. You know what? It's the most wonderful thing. I got to do this because it hit me. The most simplest thing is this hovering and let me be is what he's bringing into the house is effortless. You're going to think, I'm going to have to do something. Stand on one foot. Maybe if I fast for 90 days. Well, you'll lose a lot of weight if it's not God, but the thing is God is saying, he's talking to us. He's telling you, I'm here. But now it's up to you. It's up to you. You built my place. Now bringing your people from north, south, east, and west. All size, shape, colors, come on. And he's going to say, if you'll let me be, I'll do beyond what you could ever ask or dream. You see, when it's effortless, it means for those that will take their place in me, for even those things that I've promised in the past, he said, I'm going to release it. He said, I am going to move you into position. I'm going to place you in that place in God where you will enjoy me more than you ever have. Because it will be the Lord himself. You will know beyond a doubt that it wasn't your ability. It was all his. You see what God is saying to you. You better get ready. Ready or not, here I come. But the next word is transformation. Transformation. Our lives are about to be transformed again. He's going to update us, reinstate us, whatever else it takes. I was talking with the pastor in the office, talking about my age compared to the ones that are coming in, that I'm having to change from four generations. Mother, great-grandmother, grandmother, great-grandmother, and I'm going on, and I'm going, and we talked about that. What are you, how are you going to make me work with, they'll outrun me. But God said, we all need each other. The wisdom that has come through the years and the freshness. Come on, the fresh. Come on, that fresh encounter from the young ones. But the wisdom and the knowledge and the revelation to walk in this together. Only God. Only God. And so this is what is going to bring us together is his presence, his hovering. Let me be. Our expectation of God has now been moved into an elevation. It is you are going to respond to transformation. There's a whole church is not going to be normal. You are not normal. Maybe they'll call you the new normal. Come on. But you're going to have and do because people are tired of religion. Come on. So he says, I'm going to fully impact communities. I am going to hover over the entire. I am going to bring them into a consciousness of me. If something is in the way of God, it won't matter because the world isn't going to understand until they see me. I'll remove all hindrances. He says, communities, keep your eyes on it. Keep it on yours. Because community is going to go through a whole new move. A whole new way. You see, there's going to be invitation stages. There's going to be unity, prayers, fasting, repentance. There is going to be a new falling in love. the Father's heart. And the Lord says to ask you a question. What is it about you that attracts God? Everyone's got an answer. Every one of you, there's something about you that God made you so different from anyone else. That you are so unique and so special to God. But what is that? What is that in you that attracts God? What is it in this house that is attracting God? What is going on around this community that God is being attracted and drawn to? It's because it belongs to Him. He died for it. You belong to Him, attracts Him to you. He's your daddy. He's your God. He's your healer. He is attracted to this house because He's going to let me be all those things. He's coming to your community. You live here or live on the sounding edges. It's because He's attracted because His word and His will and His way is being done. I'm here to tell you, you're ready. Ready or not. You're ready. Oh, I got to get this down. You don't know what's going on in my house. You don't know what I need. I got to pay bills. I got to do this. God said, really? As if He doesn't know about it. When He hovers and begins to move, you're going to watch the blessings of the living God and the favor of God come upon your life. He's not going to leave you where you are. You will not stay in the position where you are, because He has a plan. And His plan is being executed in this house. You're going to respond from this night. You're going to respond to certain things differently. Watch yourself. You're going to respond and go, oh, I wouldn't have responded like that. You watch yourself. It's already happening in the house. Let me be. Your response is going to be different. You're going to find out that exactly what is going on in your motives, in your abilities to do and be. And you're going to meet needs like you've never met needs. Some things that you think about is already in the process. Oh, yes. And from the transformation, you're going to find the harmonic move of God. Unity. Unity. Oneness in God. He is after oneness. Oneness. So God says, get ready. Get ready. Oneness. With you and Him, you and one another. Come on. The body of Christ, the community. You see, we look out there and we see what the enemy's done. But wait till the enemy sees what God is about to do and has already begun. I have a prophetic word for the church. Let me be. He said, let there be, and there was light. And when He said, let there be, it still is. Yes. Come on. That's the God you serve. No matter what your problem or situation, God said, I'll be your healer, your deliverer. I will make ways. I will finance you. Come on. Because I started at the beginning. Come on. We're not Old Testament, but it's in us. Because Jesus was in the Old Testament. Now in Jesus, now he says, now it's you. Now it's your turn. And timing is everything. And you're right on time. You're not late. You're not running ahead. And I don't care what's going on around you. God is saying to you, I know what time it is. Because when it's God's time, it is your time. Yeah. And when it is your time, it is God's time. Do y'all hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
God is saying the prophetic word for this house. You walk in your house. You walk in your job. You walk wherever you go. You turn around and say, let there be.
Yeah.
Bring him back in there in that authority in your house. In your body. Let there be. The greater one is in me. The enemy's trespassing, disease and hurts and confusions and totally disrupting and in disorder. The first thing God did in the beginning was bring order.
Yeah.
He brought order. In the beginning, God, he brought order to chaos.
Yeah.
God said, you want to see what's getting ready to happen with this next? You know what this next move is? God.
Yeah.
He's going to reveal himself. He's going to hover. He's going to rise up. And he is going to be praised and honored and glorified. Because you know what hovering really is? It's his glory. It's his glory. He's gonna see his manifest presence of God. Is his glory. When he said, let there be, it is his glory. When he got over the water, his glory. The glory will be seen in this house. And the hovering. But God is saying, I brought every one of you, thus saith the Lord. Because you're so ready. You're right on time. And I don't know where you need your miracle, but God knows where you are. And he knows your thoughts. He knows before you even ask what you're going to say. So if that God is still God, and he says, my timing, can you imagine the souls? No man can come but the Holy Spirit. Draws them. Well, what is the Holy Spirit? The breath of God. What is the breath? The hovering, the glory of God. He just wants you to let him be. And you're doing a good job of it now. You really are. The building's here. The people coming. Come on.
Yeah.
You're letting him be. You're taking of yourself and said, let you be, God. What do you want with what I have? You did that. And here it is. It came because you let him be. And he's going to do the same in your family. He's going to do the same. He's your financer. You haven't seen how he can pour out yet. Out of nothing, he makes everything. The favor that you need, the healing, the deliverance. I'm going to tell you, you all have been having a meeting. Boy, with Tim's story, oh, what an awesome young man. Oh, my. Whoa. Oh, to sit under that. And you know what he does? He lets God be.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, he does.
He doesn't try to impress you.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Yeah.
He doesn't try to work you up. Come on. And then you lose it when you go out the door. You go, what was that? He let God be. Amen. And people are looking. Your age, my age, your age, they're looking for Him. Amen. And when you let God be, He reveals Himself to everyone around you who He is. No matter where you are, they're going to say there's something different about you. You say, yeah, I just let God be. Well, how do you let God be? Well, you just let God be. You just let go and let God.
That's right. Amen.
You let go and let God. That's the message that God gave me for this house. And I know, can we get rid of this a minute? There is almost like lightning in this house. I was in a meeting and I was standing up on the platform with two other people and we were just singing and all of a sudden lightning hit inside and it started raining over us and the congregation watched it rain on us and they didn't get rained on at all. You say, oh, those things don't happen. You're getting ready to see some very interesting things in this house. And all you need is one and the whole community will come to see. All you need is one. I don't know what it is, but I know one thing. That man of God is going to let him be. No matter what it is, no matter what he has to say, no matter what he has to do, he's going to do it for the glory of God. And by the Spirit of the Lord, I promise you, this word was for this house. This word was for your life. This word is a now word for you that brings you to the next. And I want to hear about your next. I want to come. I want to be in on it. I'll crawl through the door if I have to. Because God has just put His approval and His hand on this place. Amen. Ezekiel couldn't do what he did till the hand of God came on him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when the hand of God came on him, Ezekiel did it all. Amen. And that's what God has done. So I've brought you back to the beginning. Because you were there in the beginning. Every one of you. You were all there in the beginning. And you just had to have your timing in God. Your timing in God. I want some people up here that have impossible, I mean downright death, bankrupt. I want some impossibilities up here right now. Get out of your chairs and come up here. You got an impossible, I mean, I'm going to send, oh, yeah. Come on. You say it'll never happen. Come on. You need a house. Come on. It's impossible. No, it's not. You need something to drive. You've got something in your body that the enemy says you got to carry it the rest of your life. Get up here. You got something going, a business deal or maybe a financial problem that needs to be taken care of. Get up here. I want some things that literally I'm going to release upon it by the Spirit. I'm going to come in agreement with the Holy Ghost. I'll tell you exactly how I move. I come in your life by the Spirit of God and I agree with the Holy Spirit who knows exactly what God's doing, knows exactly what God wants to do. And I come in agreement with the Holy Ghost. It's a done deal.
Amen.
Come on. Anybody need a miracle? Get up here. Get up here. Come on. This house is expecting. This house is expecting. No matter what the prophetic words or predictions come, God is still God. God will be still God regardless. Still God. Still God. No matter what people say, no matter what people do, He is still God. This house has gone over and beyond.
Yes.
Amen.
It is already there. Now all you got to do is let him be.
Amen.
You're not where you were when you put them little stakes in the ground. Mm-hmm. You are in a place. You got people. Others are coming. God said, you just let me be and I'll do what I do.
Amen.
Do what God does?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Woo. Oh, he's good at what he does. He does better than anybody. Anything. Anyway, when I'm praying up here, do me a favor. Back here, do me a favor. I want you to put something on your heart. Come on. Because the message is, let me be. That's what this house is. This is who you are. I'm going to tell you something. Put something on your heart. And tell God, I'm going to let you be. I'm going to let you be over what I'm feeling, what I'm praying, what I'm needing. I'm going to let you be. And I promise you, 99.1% will get it. Come on. You know why? Because he's big enough to handle every one of us at the same time. So put it on your heart. Don't tell nobody. Just you and God. Put it on your heart. And get it out of your head. Drop it down. Drop it down. Don't get it from your head. Let it drop down in your heart. And let the Spirit hover. And you say, I'll let you be. God, I'll let you be over there. I promise you. He's a miracle-working God. Signs, wonders, beyond. We want to go beyond in this church. We want to go beyond. Praise the Lord. Woo. I'm a launcher in the Spirit. I'm a launcher. I've been in it 39 years. I'm a launcher. And I know when he's launching. And in the Spirit, this house, this conference has been a launching pad for your future. Future of your life, future of the church, future of your committed community and beyond. So what God has done, he brought you an awesome man of God, healed, delivered, and brought you free. But I'm telling you something. You're being launched. And I'll tell you about this rocket. It only explodes in God. It will not be ruined nor destroyed. It'll go beyond where it's ever been, do what has never been done for you. It is God's time. But when I pray for you, I want you to agree with the Holy Spirit. Because when I pray, you put it on your heart, and I want you to say, we're going to let him be. You understand? Because you and I are going to agree with the Holy Ghost. And I'll tell you, he'll leave you and where it needs to be. If it's inward or if it's beyond. There's no distance in God. He owns it all. And the Holy Spirit hovers it all. So the Spirit of God said, this house will be a house of wonders and miracles and signs and salvations and deliverances. Come on. And blessings. Come on.